Surah Rahman is the 55th surah of the Noble Quran. Surah Rahman is amongst the Meccan surahs which deals with the fundamentals of the Islamic creed. And it is termed as Arusul Quran. It is like a bride from amongst the other surahs. A hadith states, there is a bride for everything. And Surah Rahman is the bride of the Noble Quran. Subhanallah. A beautiful surah, which in the month of Ramadan, very often you would hear people waiting for Surah Rahman so they can enjoy the style of the surah, the repetition of the verses. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. We continue with our tafsir and we commence at verse number 17, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ وَرَبُّ الْمَغْرِبَيْنِ, the master of the two east and the master of the two west. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces himself as being the master of the two east and the master of the two west. The points at which the sun rises in winter and the points at which the sun rises in summer refers to the two east. And the point at which it sets refers to the two west. The changing of these two east and west causes the change of the season. Various other changes takes place. There are thousands of benefits that the inhabitants of the earth enjoy as a result of the changing of the point where the sun rises in the winter with shorter days and where it rises in the summer with longer days. So because of this, longer days and shorter days, there are numerous benefits that we enjoy as the human race. And that is why Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Now which of the bounties of your sustainer are you going to deny? Moving further, مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ. Allah causes the two seas to move, flowing together. بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ. Between the two is a barrier which they may not transgress. Allah causes the two seas that meet together, and the word Bahrain refers to two types of waters, referring to the sweet and the salty water. Allah has created two types of waters, and in some places the two seas meet together. The samples of this is found in various places of the world where the Amazon River meets with the ocean, where the Nile River meets with the ocean. This, by all the commentators, do not refer to the two oceans meeting. You know, many think of this referring to the Indian and the Atlantic Ocean meeting. People go to Cape Town searching for the point where the Indian and the Atlantic Ocean. And after visiting Cape Point several times, I'm convinced that it is a tourism hoax. There is no such thing that I haven't in the last three or four times that I've visited Cape Point, I haven't seen any difference. If you've seen something different in the two waters there, what we're told is that perhaps it moves that meeting point between Cape Agulhas and Cape Point, but in all the times that I've visited Cape Point, I haven't seen anything. And it doesn't refer to that in the verse of the Quran. The verse of the Quran, in fact, refers to the sweet water and the salty water. After mentioning that, Allah then says, وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِمْ Allah goes on to speak about, after mentioning these bounties, and the fact that there is a barrier, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, that this in itself is also a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُمَا اللُؤْلُؤُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ, that from both of them come forth pearls and corals. Lu'lu is quite well known, pearls, marjan, that is precious jewels or gems or corals. Both these are hard substances formed from corals, which has branches like trees. And both these precious jewels or gems are produced within the water. These are bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِبَانَ. Now which of the bounties of your sustainer can you deny that Allah has made the arrangement for you to enjoy things as a form of adornment and beautification? وَلَهُ الْجَوَارِ الْمُنْشَآتُ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْأَعْلَامِ. And to Allah alone belongs the lofty ships standing in the seas like mountains. Ships and boats are apparently made by man, but Allah is saying to man that, O man, however, it is Allah who created it and gave you the power by means of which you are able to build these ships. Therefore, Allah alone is the creator and the owner of all that you make. And when we look at this verse in which Allah refers to the ships as mountains, and when you look at the ships that are found these days, these ships are like cities on their own. I've heard of these cruise ships which have a crew of 2,000 individuals, that there are almost, in terms of the number of passengers, it may take 2,000 or 3,000 who are the workers, who are the personnel serving on the ship. It takes about 1,000 passengers. You have pools, you have running tracks, gyms, sports fields, restaurants, and so many other things on the ship. And the ship is literally like a floating city on its own. And that is what Allah refers to, that these ships are like mountains, 14 stories, 15 stories high, subhanAllah, 200 or 300 meters long. That is really, really amazing. I recollect earlier in this year, one of the most unique things that I experienced was being at the port to Mombasa. And that is one of the busiest ports on the African continent. And being at the mouth of this natural harbour, that is with the entrance into the harbour, I was stationed there, and that is where I resided. And there was, every few minutes, huge ships carrying cars and carrying various items for the African continent, pulling into those ports. Similarly, when we visited China earlier this year, and on the Bund in Shanghai, there are literally 20 or 30 ships at every moment sailing on through the Bund. So this is undoubtedly a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has made it such that a needle will drop to the bottom of the ocean, but a huge ship that weighs thousands of tons continues to float. This is a bounty of Allah. Do we even reflect? And therefore Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. Which of the bounties of your sustainer are you going to deny? And when we read these verses, we ought to be responding by saying, لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعْمَتِكَ رَبَّنَا نُكَذِّبُ فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. O our sustainer, we do not deny any of your bounties. All praise is due to you alone.